Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show that was designed so that you have a place to ask those questions that you have about life and get your answers from your guidance instead of from your own very intelligent brain. Your guidance has access to so much more information, and they can help take you to a whole different level of existence. So if you have questions for your guidance, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. All righty, let's start with our callers now. Our first caller is from area code 631. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Suzanne.
So, taking my phone call. I applied to two bus companies, one yesterday and one today. Do you see me getting positioned soon?
All right. Let me check in with the energy and see. Okay. Instead, I'm hearing a question. Why a bus company? That may be my question. It may be the question of guidance. I'm not sure. But why bus companies?
Well, I like the hours, work with kids, it fits into my schedule, and it's close to home, and you work in the morning and you work in the afternoon, you have time off in between.
That sounds really good, actually, now that you've described it. All right, let me go back to the energy, maybe it was my curiosity. Okay, I'm seeing a vision of you working on a bus with children, and it's the end of the run, and you're getting the kids off. Okay. And it's a school. Okay, that makes sense. Let's see, which bus company is this? They're saying that there's an equal possibility for either of the bus company. They do say that you are going to work. You're gonna do the work. They're just not telling me which one you're actually gonna work for. So your question is yes, you're going to get a job.
You know when though, because I need work soon.
Okay. And they're showing me. Well, it looks like it's springtime outside with these children. So I would say sometime in the next couple of weeks, at least, at the latest.
So you think I'm gonna get a phone call?
It should happen soon. You should hear something really soon.
Like this week or next week?
Yeah, within the next couple of weeks. Yeah, definitely.
All right, great. Can I ask about love life, if you see a gentleman coming into my life?
Let's see. Okay, I'm seeing a vision of you out in the public. It looks like kind of a restaurant-y kind of thing, and you're having a meal, and you're laughing, and you're actually with a group of people. And this man sees you and comes over and talks to you. I don't know if you have a lunch date or a dinner date out with a group of friends for any time soon. If not, you might want to make one.
No, not really.
Well, you might want to set that up, because I see you finding somebody at this restaurant where you're out with these people having a good time. It's when you're out having a good time, laughing and having fun, that you are most attractive. So make sure that you invite people who are fun to be with and go out and have some fun. And it looks like you're going to attract someone when you do that.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Can you talk to my girlfriend?
Who's your girlfriend?
My friend. She's right here.
Oh. So
not
this
that
is
way,
a different
friend.
Caller.
No.
You confuse
yeah.
me. Because sometimes, you know, people are talking about someone who's passed over when they ask me something like that. And I'm like, okay.
No.
Sure. What's her name?
Sheila,
okay.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Sheila. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I basically have a question about my love.
Okay, and what do you want to know?
If you could see where it's going, if it's going to, you know, pick up, or if you see somebody new coming in or someone old. You know, I'm actually just kind of got back with somebody, and I'm not sure if it's how it's going. I'm a little nervous about it because I was nervous about going back. And, you know, a lot of people tell me maybe you need someone new in your life, blah, blah, blah. But I've been working hard on this relationship, so I want to see where it's kind of going.
So you went back because you've put all this effort into it and you feel like you haven't gotten your reward, so you had to go back so that you can get what you got coming, right?
No, I actually wasn't going to go back, and he kind of, you know, called me, texted me, said that he wasn't the same without me around, and, you know, so I kind of gave it another shot and a little nervous about it because I'm, you know, we have our ups and downs, but I'm like, it's always on the back of my mind. Am I wasting my time? Is this, you know, is this going to work out? You know, and I really do care about him and love him. And, you know, he says he does too, but I'm still, you know, questioning, you know, if it's there.
Okay. Whenever anybody asks me about whether or not they should go back to a previous relationship, I can't remember a single time when my guidance has ever said, yeah, go. I always say, why would you go back? Go forward in your life, not backwards.
Yeah,
and
but I did already.
That's what saying about you.
I already went back already, though.
But you're not nailed down, so you don't have to stay just because you went back.
No, I know. I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of like when you feel like someone's your soulmate and you just, like, don't get that feeling with anybody else that you've ever been with. And, you know, so I kind of feel like, you know, he's worth fighting for. He's a little difficult because he's older and he's set in his ways. So, you know, I don't see of anybody out there better. I've been, you know, leaving my options open, but it's, you know, if someone else comes along, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Do you see someone else coming along, or you see me kind of working it out with this one? That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. The first thing they're telling me is that however he is how he will continue to be. So if you choose to be in a relationship with him, you have to accept him exactly as he is, no changes. Do not go into a relationship thinking this is going to be better when he changes. That's a recipe for disaster. So he is
not going to change, he's
going to stay how he is. Are you okay with that?
I am, because I fell in love with the person he is, regardless of, you know, his little quirks and whatnot. You know, nobody's perfect kind of thing. But I just want to know if it's worth continuing further down the road, you know.
Okay. So they're saying in order for you to have a relationship that actually you enjoy, where you enjoy every moment and you feel that you are loved and adored, I mean completely and totally loved and adored, you have to walk away from this relationship. Because that's not him. That's not his energy. He's not going to be that.
Right.
So there is a possibility. All right, let me.
Well,
ask
can
him,
I tell you,
you
one thing? I did have a conversation with him recently, and I asked him, some things, and he said, "You don't have to question my love. It's there." He said, "Just let it happen." Like, he says that I always want to know because I need confirmation. But, you know, that's just me because I like to hear that. That's the type of person I am. I want to hear it, see it, feel it. You know, I'm a Gemini, so I'm very emotional and deep. And he just says, let it happen. It's there. Just let it happen.
So he's not one of those people that shows you. How does he express love? Apparently he doesn't talk about it.
Taking me out and spending the money on me.
Okay, so he expresses it by spending money.
Yeah, and taking me out. He likes to take me out, you know, whether it's to a restaurant or to his family's house. He likes to, you know, wine and dine me, as you would say.
But that's not what you look for as a sign of love. You actually
no, and
say
I said it.
It
to him. I go, that's why I question and why I ask you. And he said that I asked him if he loves me or he's in love with me because I know there's two differences. And I explained it to him. I said, if you have love for someone, you know, it's because you spend time with them, whatever, you know, you enjoy being around them, whatever. I said, but are you in love with me? Because that was making the decision for me whether to say or not. Because if he would have told me he wasn't in love with me, then I probably would have said, forget this, because I need someone that's in love with me. You know, he told me that we have different ways of showing it. He goes, I just don't express it like you do. He goes, we are not the same.
And that's true. So you have to decide whether or not his way is okay with you or whether you would always question how he really feels about you.
Well,
because
sometimes
you do.
I think it's
hearing it is important to you.
Yeah, of course. And he does say it, but he says it at like when he leaves for work. If I'm sleeping over his house, he'll say it. Like when he leaves, he kisses me goodbye and says he loves me. But he doesn't say it on an everyday basis. It's kind of like a treat. Like he's almost afraid to say it too much. Like, you know, and I told him, I go, you can never tell somebody that you love them too much. I said, because one day they might not be around and you will regret that you didn't say it. You know, but he's not that type of person. He doesn't show affection in his own family. I noticed it.
Yeah. Okay, well, guidance is saying that if you stay in the relationship with him, that means that you have to accept him exactly as he is and know that he's not going to change, that he's not going to, you know, be telling you all the time that he loves you, that you're not going to get the attention, the affection, the way that you really want to receive it.
Right,
That you actually consider as important to knowing that you are loved. You will not get that from him because that's not him. Now, if you in the relationship with him, they're showing you that you will have three others that will come into your life that you can choose which one, you know, fits you best, and that there's a potential of a fabulous relationship with either of the three of them.
My friend's
but you
making
have to
me
let
laugh.
Go
she
of
just
where you are.
My girlfriend just said, "How come I get a choice of three and she doesn't?"
And I just have to go out and have
fun. She's mad now.
She sees anybody from my past coming in.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you, ma'am. It was very helpful. You know, I just really wanted to kind of know where I stand. And, I mean, I know in the back of my mind. I just wanted to see if there was anything, you know, worth me looking outside of and, you know.
Could you ask if anybody from my past is going to call me real quick?
Oh, she wants to know if anybody from her past is going to call her.
Is she looking to restart a relationship? You know, because don't do that.
You just told me that, and she's not listening. Do you see?
Hey,
Do you see anybody calling her, though? She wants to know.
I'm just seeing her out with a group of friends and someone being really attracted to her because she's out having fun. That's what they were showing me about her. Now, hold on. Let me check and see if they'll tell me how many different options she's going to have. Okay, they're showing me there's a lot of different options. They're saying that there's always a lot of possibilities. Now, in the near future, she's going to have a couple of possibilities, yeah. It's not just going to be that one guy. That's just the one they showed me as being, you know, this amazing relationship starting. But, yeah, she's going to have a couple of possibilities.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Have a good day.
You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, hold on, my computer's acting strange. Okay, here we go. Next caller is from area code 806. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Sherry in Texas.
Hi, Sherry, how are you today?
Wonderful, thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm having a terrific day. So what's up in your life?
Wanted to see what you picked up on the energy around me pulling off this relocation to California.
Okay. So you're leaving Texas for California. Oh, that's a whole different way of living. You know that, right? Okay.
I know. I think I'm ready. Probably should have been there all along.
Are you planning to live near the beach?
Yeah. Malibu.
Okay. Because I'm actually seeing an image of you walking on a beach and the ocean's right there and it's the California seashore. That's the word I was looking for. And there's a breeze blowing and it's kind of early in the morning and you're just walking on the beach and smiling. So I guess that means that's a good thing for you, that you're actually going to enjoy it and being close to that water and just, yeah, it feels like a completely different energy for you to live in. And it feels good.
I hope so. I'm kind of confused as to why the universe brought my friend Ruth into my life. She's a younger lady and I hosted her. She's in college. I let her stay here while she's having issues with her apartment, whatever. But she's from California. And is that a relationship that I'll have her in my life later on? It was a pleasant surprise. I'm just curious. Was that a synchronicity or not?
That was. And it looks like Ruth will be in your life at different times throughout your life. So that's a relationship that's going to stay and it's going to come forward every now and then. I'm not sure exactly why. There's almost a mother-daughter kind of energy around the two of you.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, let me see if they'll tell me about if she was your daughter or your mother in a past life. You have known her in past lives. Yeah, that would be. I've actually met some people and found out that I was their mother in past lives. And that is interesting. So Ruth is kind of, it's almost like she's reminding you of you. If it makes any sense at all.
And she left to go to Florida, and when she left the other day, I just had this unbelievable sadness, and I was just like, what? Because I normally, just for whatever reason, her energy has been really good for me, and then she, like I said, I've been seeing her on and off, like you said, in and out since the fall when I met her, and it's like this time when she left, I was really sad, and she's waiting to hear about a job in Malibu, and she... You know, we're both hoping that if she gets it, then I'll come visit her in July and look around for myself. Do you see her getting that internship?
Well, it's funny because when you were talking about her, I was seeing her on that beach with you.
Okay.
In
California. That would really make her happy. Yeah. She's from there, but she wants that Pepperdine job, and I think she should have it. She's one of the most brilliant people I've met. And but I don't know. It's just, I just feel the universe up to something, and I'm like, what? Which is good.
And I'm hearing that she reminds you of possibilities.
Yeah.
So I think that's wonderful. You know, she opens you up to actually changing your life because you see so many possibilities for her. You want so much for her, and it reminds you of what's available for you too.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful reflection. I'm seeing you guys both in California on that beach.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And it feels
then
really good,
I mean,
and you're both happy and laughing.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm assuming that means I'll be able to make a way for myself out there with my practice, my healing practice, and because I'm going to go for
that
too.
Yeah, you can do that work there. Yeah, that's definitely something that you can do there and enjoy doing there.
Yeah.
It just feels like you know. That's where you're supposed to be. You should have been there a long time.
Yeah.
So.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think maybe that was the pull all along. And I'm going to do everything I can. You know, I don't know the hows right now. And so I know you leave that up to the universe. But right now I'm just like, well, I'm willing, open, receptive.
So you are setting the intention of moving to California and having everything work out perfectly.
Well, yes. Very much.
Okay. Then you're right. That's not up to you. It'll just appear when it needs to appear and go along. Isn't that great?
Yeah. I'm going to let that happen as much as I can without losing it. I'm a planner.
Why would you lose it?
You're
a planner.
I like to do orderly. It just feels better to me, but like I said, because this is so big, I really need the universe to make this one happen. So it's not like I don't have confirmation. I'll know that I know, hey, a way was made. So.
Okay. So they want us to do a little bit of clearing on that need to plan, that kind of controlling kind of energy, because it's running there in the background, and you really don't need it running there. So are you willing to do a little work on it?
I would love to.
Okay. So I'll ask you a question, and I have no idea which direction the question will go. But at the end of the question, I will say you are willing to accept this, say yes, and then you get to say yes. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? Letting go of the need to plan, the need to control, the need to know, the need to have there's a false sense about you of security in the planning. You actually think that planning makes you safe, and it doesn't, but that's part of the belief system that you were taught. So this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of the places where you stored the energy that says planning is a good thing. You should plan. Things work better when you plan. When you don't plan, it doesn't work. You have to plan in order for it to work. There's planning stuff. I don't know who taught you all this, but all of that is now being expanded and dispersed, made bigger than the universe. And you are being filled with the sense of safety in being in the oneness with the Creator, the oneness where you are in the flow of that unconditional love, the oneness that allows your life to become what it is meant to be, and for you to experience what is for your highest good. And if you are willing to accept this change, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice, deep, deep breaths. And how does that feel now?
A little better. More relaxed.
Okay, let me tap into your energy and see if there's anything else you need to let go of. Oh, and yes, there is. I'm not sure what it is, so we'll just go with it. So, would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing whatever it is that would hold you back? All of the things that you were taught by all of those wonderful people that you've known in your life that said you shouldn't, you can't, don't. It's a bad idea. You don't know what's going to happen. You have to know before you do it. You don't ever make a move unless you know exactly how it's all going to turn out. All of those teachings keep you small. They keep you contained. They keep you safe. Safe in your own little box with the lid nailed down tight. And you're being released from your little box. And you're being given the freedom to stand, to move, to experience, and to have that knowing that the Creator is within you, that you are loved, and that God's will is that you have whatever you desire. God's will is for your happiness, your joy, your prosperity, your amazing success. God's will is based in unconditional love of you. And this divine infinity healing energy is removing anything and everything that's part of that small you that need to be small, that need to be secure, to be tightly wound in chains because it makes you feel safe. And those chains are going away. And you are now having the freedom, the true freedom, to live your life. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
Much better. Much better.
Okay. All right, I'm seeing this energy around you, and it looks like an older woman who's shaking her finger, you know, like if they're telling you something and you have been bad or, you know, whatever it is that they're saying. I can't hear what she's saying, but she's shaking her finger and her energy is around you. So let's send her away because you don't need her. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the energy of all of those wonderful people who have tried to run your life? All of those people who wanted to tell you exactly what you needed to do because they knew better than you, even though their lives were full of crap, they still felt like they should tell you how to run your life. And so this divine infinity healing energy is releasing all of those people. Oh, and it's going back several generations on both sides of your family because apparently you come from one of those families where they like to do that. And all of those people are just being given the freedom to go where they want to go, but they no longer have any control in your life. They no longer have any power in your life. And there are angels taking several of them away, and they don't want to go, but they don't have a choice, so they're gone. And you are being filled with the light of love. It's beautiful. White light with all of these different speckles, like little glitter and different colors in it, and it's just pouring into every cell of your being, and it's opening your heart, opening you up to you, opening you up to love, opening you up to life and to amazing possibilities. And if you are ready to live that kind of life, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Oh, how does that feel?
Much better.
Wonderful.
Much better.
Okay, so did that bring up anything that stuck around that we need to make sure is gone?
Nope, I think that's just, I'm just willing to wait and see how it all plays out, but I'm going to do it one way or the other.
Good. Okay, so you know that you're going to receive guidance about what you should and shouldn't do, and you just listen to your guidance and do what brings you joy. Always
do
that. What brings you joy. Good. Wonderful. And you will enjoy California and that beach and have a good time.
Thank you so much for doing that.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now I feel absolutely wonderful. That's why I do what I do, because it makes me feel good too. It's not just about being of service to others. Because when you are actually doing what feels right for you, it makes you feel good too. And that's something that a lot of people forget about. They think, okay, I need to do this for everybody else. I need to bend over backwards for everybody else and make everything wonderful for everybody else. Well, if it doesn't actually make you feel good, you might want to reevaluate whether or not you should be doing it. Because the Creator doesn't ask you to sacrifice yourself for other people. The Creator never asks you to do that. Never. So if that's how you're living your life, then you're not actually following the will of God. Because God wants you to be happy. God wants you to feel great. God wants your life to be wonderful and amazing and filled with love and light and laughter. God doesn't want you to suffer for others. God doesn't want you to struggle for others. God doesn't want you to sacrifice for others. You have to make sure that what you are doing is coming from love. And the love of you is an important part of who you are. So when you are doing the things that you are doing in life, when you are being of service to others, what is how you feel? And if it doesn't make you feel good, ask yourself why you're doing it. Seriously. Ask yourself why you're doing it. Okay, so that is what I am getting for today, and apparently this is going to be a shorter show because really I'm being told that it's okay. This is the end, so. All right, so I will be back on Friday with DC Love, and we will do angel readings and healings, and it will be absolutely wonderful because it's always absolutely wonderful. And I hope everyone spends some time this week really looking at what's important to you, at what you want to create in your life, at who you are truly being, because there's no one more important in your life than you are, and it's okay for you to love yourself. All right. I will talk to you again on Friday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.